We heard so many obstacles and barriers and even frightening conditions for people to when they want to participate. And I think in a next step, we should perhaps ask who should be addressed with these issues? Who is responsible in regard to which barrier? I think in some cases it's already the level of a community, for instance, to provide places, to provide some funding, to provide training for people who need it. In other aspects, it's a more political question. So I think any barrier we mention, we have to think about who is responsible, what can be done, and by whom can it be done. Otherwise, we will always discuss about them and not change anything. So I was very happy to hear about what you reported from the Scottish and the Irish groupings and their decision making and the whole process, and that it was really taken seriously. So, and I was very happy to hear also about the suggestions to have more intergenerational discussions and meetings and exchange. Because I think many barriers are also because young and old children, adults, live in segregated areas. In schools, in clubs, in professional environments, in old age, you are either in a club or lonely, maybe. So, to have more exchange, to have more discussion, more understanding, create more understanding among each other, I think this would be a good opportunity. And then think about what is our common interest in the environment as we discuss it here. And what can we do together? How can we join our forces? This would be my plea to this.